Hare Krishna. Now we're doing puja here to Radha Damodar. Tomorrow, I don't think I'll be doing the puja. That means Shambhi Hari is going to be doing puja. And we're at Sundarananda Prabhu's house, although I may have passed on that information yesterday. And in the evening, we went to the hospital and met with a surgeon who's doing the operation, who already did previous procedures like that, and spoke with him. Also had the opportunity to meet some other acquaintances who were also there. It wasn't like going there the first time. It's almost like going back to my second home. And so I went to the outpatient clinic and we did a checkup, seeing the CT scan more closely, and then discussed that. Of course, Dr. Sundarananda was also there, that I brought from Hungary. And and it was very clear that one of the hernias needs to be taken care of. The second one, which would already been operated on twice, this would be a third time, is not so clear, not so black and white, but that'll become clearer today in the theater, operating theater. And we talked about some other minor things that to sort of look into. So I'm going to check in for 11 o'clock. 1 o'clock. 11 o'clock is, I'm not supposed to drink anything after 11 o'clock. And and then at 5 o'clock, I have scheduled for the operation. And Dr. Sundarananda is going to also come for that. And he'll also be there just to oversee. And then it looks like I have to stay in overnight. It would be nice to leave. The opinion of the consultants is it better to be there under supervision, although supervision means that you can't sleep at night because you come in every couple of hours or hour and a half to see how you're doing. Just wake you up and ask you how you're doing. And usually my answer was I was doing great until they came in. But I guess that's part of the protocol that should be followed. And then tomorrow, during late morning or whenever we get to go ahead, then we can come back. And so we'll be here until the 5th, and then, as I mentioned earlier, go visit relatives in North America, and this will be more or less sort of my break for this year, because although I was in India for over 2 months, but most of the time was GBC meetings, and then to be on top of Honolulu. GBC meetings, traveling around with the Gurukul kids, going back and forth from Vrindavan to Delhi to meet politicians, doing programs. programs in Moscow, so I was sort of on the move and not really opportunity to rest up. So take advantage of this procedure to do that. And especially because at least from the way things came out, a pretty active year coming up in Hungary, coming and going quite a lot. And Friday, well, at least here, Friday is New Year's Ekadasi. I don't know whether I'm going to be able to do New Year's, but this time we'll see. But certainly a good thing for devotees to consider. There's benefits to preparing for New Year's Ekadasi, although Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had recommended that Vaishnavas do Near Jal every Ekadasi. Wasn't Srila Prabhupada's application of that instruction, but still, it's good to do it at least once a year. Fasting is always good, good for the mind, good for the senses, good for health, and spiritually, it's very elevating. And so it's good to prepare. If devotees hadn't thought of it earlier, then it's good to think about doing it, because it is said that it's easier to stick to a vow if one prepares for it psychologically. And not that it's anything so excessive. But if one is psychologically prepared, then there's every chance that they will be able to better stick to that. So that's something to consider, Nirjal Ekadasi, and how we're going to observe that and respect the achar, or the practice of Krishna consciousness in that regard. And that's it for now. I'm just keeping everyone abreast. Not that this whole procedure is such an important thing, but obviously other devotees, especially other devotees go through similar situations. So anyway, I thought I'd just narrate of how we're also dealing with it. Ultimately, it's a sort of part of life, and it helps helps us also focus on the reality, and the reality is that this is what we can expect. Of course, good health is a real gift, but it's temporary. Sooner or later, the body has to go, and we should be prepared for that. So, Hare Krishna, everyone, and Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.